that happens on the track or off, Steve and Sam know about it. You're listening to the Race Report.
And welcome back to the Race Report. You know what, Sam?
What?
You know what we should have
what?
Done tonight?
What?
We did not do. And quite honestly, I swear,
I don't know where they're at.
I don't know where they are.
I looked.
And you know what? I didn't really want to go over them anyway, because I will just admit, I could not have sucked more on my picks for the chase this year.
Well, mine were
normally
we
take our medicine
either.
And we pull our picks out from the start of the season and run down who we had picked to make the chase and look at how stupid or how smart we were. Pretty much stupid this year. Yeah, we usually always keep them right over here.
Well, I will tell you this: Casey Kane was my pick.
Casey Kane was my pick for the championship. I did not have Carl Edwards in the top 12. I did not have Denny Hamlin. I will admit, I thought Denny Hamlin. I know you did. I thought Denny Hamlin would suffer the sophomore jinx that Carl Edwards did last year, or whatever you want to call it. But I did not have Denny Hamlin in my top 12. And I think, I don't know what even possessed me to do this, but I'm pretty sure I didn't have Matt Kenseth in my top 12 either. I thought maybe they were going to struggle this year for whatever reason.
And I think I had Junior in.
I had Junior in.
I don't remember if I had Jeff Burton in.
I think. Now, one thing I think.
I just don't remember. And maybe that's
convenient. I did not have Jeff Burton. I did not pick Jeff Burton. I know that. I think I did have Clint Bowyer in mine. I think I did.
I think we both did.
And you know what my biggest one is that I still remember? I had Scott Riggs in my top 12.
Yeah, well, that proves.
Well, you know what it proves?
You are.
It proves how strong we all thought. You know, we had Casey Kane as our champion, and I had Scott Riggs in because
they
were on finished
cusp of a dynasty.
I know, and I was looking to see. Hang on, I'm still looking for Scott Riggs in the standings. I'm down to 84th here, 37th. Not even in the top 35 this year. And has missed six races. So there was a guy I had in the chase. So I can admit,
have other day jobs.
Yeah, exactly. So we don't have our whole thing down. But of course, you know, you have the regular guys. You know, we're going to be there. Jimmy Johnson, Jeff Gordon, Tony Stewart had them in. I'm pretty sure I had Kurt Busch back in mind, and I'm pretty sure I had Clint Bowyer. But yeah, I had Casey Kane as my champion. I had Scott Riggs in my top 12. Things did not quite go well.
Not go well at all.
And I had Dale Earnhardt Jr. in there. I thought. They would bounce back. So, Robert Yates is going to retire and hand it over to Doug Yates, his son. So that will be interesting, and also interesting at Yates Racing this year. Travis Quappel,
is
going to return, former Craftsman Truck Series champion, and
never proved anything when he was in the Cup Series before.
But he wasn't with a very strong
team.
But you know what?
Yates is not a strong team.
How good a team is Robert Yates Racing right now?
Not right now.
Or how Yates Racing, I guess it will be called. They will drop the Robert from that. But, well, he's been around a long time. You talk about one of the legendary car owners in NASCAR. He will step down at the end of the season, and that is big news.
You know, this could be, just real quick on that whole thing, with Robert Yates retiring, it's kind of a changing of the guard. And I'm wondering if maybe with Robert Yates being around this long, maybe Doug had some different ideas that Dad wouldn't let him incorporate.
Oh, I think that's exactly it.
You know, I think this will be a good thing for that team.
I think so. Start looking at... you know, again, we talked about overused cliches earlier, taking it in a new direction. You know, that's another one. What does that really mean? But you hear it all the time, and I guess maybe that could literally apply here and maybe going in a new direction with some things that, like you say, the much younger Doug Yates, the son, maybe disagreed with on Dad. Or there was maybe a little disagreement, and Robert Yates maybe thought it was time to just, you know, move on and do some other things. So interesting to see. And J.J. Yaley is going to drive for, well, what has been this year Hall of Fame race in the 96 car that Tony Raines is in right now. I thought JJ might end up elsewhere.
Yeah,
I did too. With maybe a little bit stronger team, but he took that ride.
But that may be a Toyota team also, because it's kind of like a satellite operation of Gibbs Racing. So who knows?
Yeah, who knows? But anyway, who do you think next week at New Hampshire, the first race of the chase? Who's going to get off to the best start?
Wow, I don't. Tony Stewart. I think I was going to say I pick.
I'm picking Tony Stewart to win the championship, and I think he will get it off to that kind of start. I think he'll get the win next week in New Hampshire. Whatever happens, we'll be back to talk about it and wrap it all up with you right here on the Race Report. Thanks for joining us, and you have a great week.
Good job, guys! Woo!
All you guys done a heck of a job.